Blog Talk Radio.
Thank you, Lord, I thank you for my love. Oh, you brought me from a long way, a mighty long way. Lord, I thank you, Lord, I thank you for my Lord, you brought me
by my side.
Come on, you're helping. Oh, Lord, I thank you. Lord, I thank you for my journey. Oh, you brought me
by my side.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Thank you, Jesus.
Lord, you brought me over
hill and
mountain.
Lord, you brought me
from a mighty long way.
Mighty long way. Lord, you brought me over hill.
Evangelist Connie Hayes, Walking in God's Purpose Ministry. It is Sunday, January the 14th, 2018, and it's about 4:35 in the p.m. And I am coming to you to bring a word that I have to share with you today from the Lord. I am so glad that God has given me another chance, another opportunity to get back on the wavelength, to give and to tell you the goodness of the Lord. I'm just so grateful. I'm going to go into prayer, and then I'm going to share what I have with you. Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, I come to you, Father God, as your servant, Lord, as humbly as I know how, Father God, as I put myself ever before you, Father God, asking God that you will move me out the way, Father God. Use me, Father God, as your servant, Father God, to carry your word, Father, the way that you want me. Let me do what you say, Father. Let me say what you say, want me to say, Father God. Let this word be a blessing, Father God, that it will bless someone when they hear it today or even whenever they hear this word. Let it be a blessing for them in their life. Thank you, Father God, for allowing me this time and this opportunity. I will bless you at all times. Praises shall continually to be in my mouth. Thank you, Father God, for right now in Jesus' name I pray. I plead the blood of Jesus right now. I plead the blood of Jesus that this word will go forward in a mighty way. Thank you for your fresh anointing. Thank you for your fresh oil right now. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. God bless you. God bless you. God bless you. Yes, this is Walking in God's Purpose Ministry. God, I would like to just say thank you for stopping by as I share the word that God has given to me. And it's, you know, it's what he's put in my heart. And I'm going to share it with you because I just feel like maybe if I'm feeling like this, maybe somebody else is feeling like this. Maybe if I'm seeking answers, maybe someone else has been seeking the same answers that I was seeking. Okay, so I'm just going to share with you. I'm going to come out of Isaiah 26:3-4. It says, "Thou wilt keep him in perfect peace, whose mind is stayed on thee, because he trusts in thee. For trust ye in the Lord forever. For the Lord Jehovah is everlasting strength." For Jehovah is everlasting strength. And the things that I like so much about this, because it says, if we keep our mind stayed on him, if we just keep our mind, our focus stayed on God, we need to stop focusing on the cares of this world and just keep our minds focused on the Lord and watch him and listen. If we really sit down and we be quiet, we can hear him speak to us. We can hear him give us instructions. Once we start praying and really settling down and just waiting to hear the voice of the Lord, he will instruct you where to go and what to do and the time. And whatever you're going through, he has an answer for you. There's an answer in the Bible for everything that we go through. When Jesus came down here, he covered it all. He walked it and covered it all. It's nothing me or you will ever go through that we cannot seek God for and that we will not get the answer. That's why it tells us that if we would just keep our mind stayed on him, he would keep us in perfect peace no matter what we're going through. Yes, I know some have lost their jobs, some marriages have broken, all kind of things have happened to us. But just learn how to rest in the Lord. If you learn how to rest in the Lord, have faith when you're resting in the Lord. Then when you're resting in the Lord, know that he's your refuge. Know that God is God, knowing that he is in control of everything. And if we keep our mind stayed on him, he will keep us. In Psalms 55:22, it says, "Cast your burdens on the Lord, and he shall sustain you. He shall never permit the righteous to be moved." If we trust in God, he won't let us be moved. If we put our faith in him, he will keep us in perfect peace. It's no storm that you can go through that he hasn't went through, and then he goes through the storm with you. And when I think about storms, as I think about when the storm, thank you, Holy Ghost, as I think about the storm, I thought about the footprint. I thought about the footprint of my life, that everything that I went through and everything I've come through until I got to this point, every time that I look back, the footprints that I saw, they were never mine. But any time I needed him and I called on him and I got an answer, he went through it with me. He has never left me. He has never forsaken me. That's why we have to learn how to rest in it. We have to learn. We got to know who we have. We got to know who we're trusting in. We got to have the faith of the grain of the mustard seed to know that he is our God. We have to know, and we have to know that when he gives us instructions, we have to anchor down in the instructions that he gives us. We have to understand that God loves us. We have to understand that Jesus paid it all for us. Do you know that Jesus would have went to the cross just for me? He would have went there just for you. That's because the love he has, unconditional love, godly love for us. We have to understand that the journeys that we're on, we're not on these journeys alone. So when we get weary and we're feeling like we can't make it, and when our focus get off, pray and ask God to put you back on track. You know what? I'm so grateful to my apostle that we're doing a corporate fast in my church for 10 days because it gets you back focused. It gets you back where you should be. It gets you to doing the things that we need to do for Christ. It takes us back to Matthew 6:33, where it says to seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and then all these things that we ask shall be added to us. And then, you know, it says to cast thy cares upon him. This is a time to reflect on us. This is a time to know that God has a covenant with us, that we connect with him. So we are getting in tune so we can get our inheritance that's already there. We got to walk through it. It's already there. Our inheritance are already there for us. We just got to walk through it. We just got to go in obedience. We got to know what the words say. We got to get in the word. And as we get in the word, we begin to understand what the word says to us, and it makes you feel so good. I have been traveling like since 2008 to the sanctuary. And when I go to the sanctuary, that's a time that I'm set aside. I'm out there with me and just the Lord. And when I'm out there with me and just the Lord, because I go in prayer and I ask God to help me, to show me, to clean me, to gutter me out, and to put me in a place where I can rest. I didn't know how tired I was. I didn't understand how tired I was until he put me in a resting place. And when he put me in the resting place in the room Hebrews, where it is called the room I was in is Hebrews Ministry. It was faith, rest, and refuge. This here was back in, it's just not coming to fruition now. This was back in 2015. And now I'm just beginning to get the full effects of resting in Jesus. I'm learning that resting in him means resting in him in my faith, believing that if I believe and have the faith that God will do it, knowing that faith is the substance of things hoped for and the evidence of things not seen, but just having the faith to believe that God is in control, that God is omnipotent, that it's nothing too hard, that he is Jehovah, that he is Jehovah Jireh, that he is Jehovah Rapha, that he is the God that can do anything. He's El Shaddai, the Almighty God. When I have faith to believe that he's all those things and more, then I begin to rest in it. Then I begin to get the perfect peace from him. See, perfect peace comes from God. You can be in the midst of a storm. You can be in the midst of anything. But if you got God, if you trust God and you believe in him, he will take you and he will hide you in a secret place. He will give you peace when you need it. Even though it seems like you're going through it and that you're never going to come to the end of it, but he's never leaving you. He is not forsaking you. And when you really, really get focused on it, then you think about the word Hebrews 11:6. It says, but without faith, it's impossible to please God. See, we got to have faith. We got to believe that God is going to bring us through. We got to believe that we're going through, that we're not stuck. We got to believe that we have somebody, and that's God. It says, for he that cometh to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him more. We have to stop taking our eyes off of him, and we have to diligently seek him. And as we continue to seek him and not seek the things of the world, we will begin to see God work in our life. We will begin to see God answering prayers. You say your prayers are not being answered. Yes, they are, but you're not receiving the answer he's giving you because it's not what you want. Receive the blessing of your prayers been answered from God, and watch God make a difference, because when God is in the picture and God starts taking things and working them together and pulling things together and bringing this one in your life and moving that one out of your life, it all works right for your good. And then you can rest in perfect peace. And then you begin to keep your mind stayed on him. And as you keep your mind stayed on him, it tells you that he's going to keep us in perfect peace. If we just hold on to him, hold on to his unchanging hand. See, God changes not. God has been the same forever and ever and ever. He changes not. It's us. We change. We get out of position. We want to follow. We want to do what we see everybody else is doing. But don't you know that you're bought with a price you can't do and you can't go everywhere everybody else is? You got to settle down and rest in the Lord. You got to keep your mind stayed on him and watch him hold on to you. And you hold on to him. And you do know the covenant that we have. God watches over the covenant that we have. God is our refuge. We have somebody. He promised never, never to leave us nor forsake us. And I stand here at 62 years old and say he's never left me nor forsake me. And I've been through some roads. I've been through some things. I don't look like what I've been through, but I've been through some things. But he keeps on keeping me because I keep on keeping my mind stayed on him. And when I get off focus, he put me back on it because I'm diligently seeking him because I want to please God. Not man. We have to learn how to be truthful. We got to be truthful with ourselves. It says to be true to God and true to yourself. Know what God, know the truth about you. Seek the truth, search your own heart, and ask God to show you who you are. And ask God, who do you say that I am, Lord? And trust me, God will reveal it unto you, and he will give you rest. He will give you peace. Because don't miss your blessings by trying to be where you should not be. Don't be down the wrong road. Down the wrong road, and your blessing is on another street. Get on the street that God wants you to be on. Rest in God and watch him make a difference in your life. And then it all said a long time ago, God sent me this word. He sent me Matthew 11:20-30. It says, come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. See, God is telling us in his word, if we get in his word, we'll see the promises of his word. 29, take my yoke upon you and learn of me, learn of the Lord, for I am meek and lowly in heart, and ye shall find rest unto your soul. 30, for my yoke is easy, and my burdens is light. God's yoke is easy, and his burdens is light, you all. We got to cast that cares upon him. And and once we begin to do that, we will begin to understand the purpose that God has set in our lives for us, knowing that God didn't save us for us. He saved us so we can help somebody else. My life is not for me. My life is to help somebody else. Somebody else out there needs to know that they can cast their cares upon the Lord, for he cared for them. Somebody out there got to know that they're not in this alone. Somebody got to know that when they look back with tears in their eyes and the footprints that they see, that they're not theirs, that they are the Lord's footprints carrying them. Somebody got to know that God would never leave them nor forsake them. Somebody got to know that. And when you trusted God, you cast your cares, and he won't leave you. As it says in Psalms 23, the Lord is my shepherd, and I shall not want. You won't want. You may not understand it, but you won't want. God will see about you. God will send somebody to see about you. Trust in him. Get in his word. Understand his word. Be strong in his word. We must learn to understand that God is in everything, and God knows everything, and God is everything. We must understand that we can rest in God. And when we rest in God, God has a way for us. There's nothing that we don't get in that God can't all, God, nothing that I go through that God don't even know that I'm going through. He already been through it already. He already knows. So trust me, if you just call on him, you will get an answer. and listen. And when he gives it to you, take it. Stop taking the word and making it to be what you want it to be. Take the word as God has given it to you and ask God for his wisdom and his knowledge and ask him to reveal unto you what he wants in this season. And as we begin to do that, we can lean on him. We can trust him. And he will bring everything out all right. God is a way maker. God is a perfect person that keeps, if we keep our minds stayed on him. God is our strength. God is Jehovah, everlasting strength. You can never fail trusting God and casting your burdens upon him because he cares. We must understand as we walk down these journeys that God is right there for us. And while we are resting, we must trust. We must trust what we can't see. We must trust that we have given the prayers to God and that God is going to do what we asked him to do, or he's going to do something better. Because that's where now faith comes in. Now faith is the substance of things hoped for and the evidence of things not seen. That's what now faith is. That's trusting in God when you can't see him. If you can't see him, will you yet trust him? If you can't hear him, will you yet wait? You got to learn how to rest in it. And I'm telling you, sometimes it seems long, but I'm telling you, he's right there. It may not seem like it because you can't see him. But if you continue to pray and connect with him in the prayer, if you continue to call out to him, he hears you and he will not cast you down. He will not forget about you. How do I know? Because he didn't forget about me. When I was in the deep wounds of sin, all the way in, all the way down, he reached down and he pulled me up. And if he did it for me, he'll do it for you. God is not like people. God is not funny acting. God is who he say he is. And you can trust him. And if you need him, you can call him. And he will come and see about you just when you need him the most. And I found that to be true. And that was my visit. When I was there at the sanctuary in Hebrews, I just got back not long ago. He put me in the room of I was in the room of Rafi. That's the God that healeth the body, mind, and soul. If you don't have a place to pull away to, find you a place to steal away in your home. Sometimes, even though my home, I can steal away here, but it's better when I go away and get away to the sanctuary because then there's no news. I mean, all of that is gone. I'm at perfect peace, and then I get to rest. And then I get to hear, and God minister. You do know God ministers to us while we sleep. You know, God implants and he stirs up things in us. He does things to us when he let us rest. So that's why it's good to rest in the Lord. And it's good to know his word. It's good to be in his word and know what his promises are. So if you need to, you can call on him from out the depths of your belly, and he will come and see about you. So when I was in the room of Raphael, the Jehovah Raphael, the God that healeth, he did some things with me that I had forgotten about. He's working in me to heal me so I can help somebody else. Don't get it twisted, you all. We're seeking God for his righteousness so we can reach out to somebody else. Somebody needs us. Somebody needs our testimony. Somebody needs to know to walk with them and to let them know that they're not the only one that went through this and to show them how God brought you through. Just tell them to rest in the Lord, and he will bring everything out all right. And as I continue to walk my journey and walking in God's purpose ministry, I begin to learn so much and to be able to be covered up under the Valley Kingdom, up under Apostle Wilson and Pastor Bev, that is an awesome time for me in my journey. Could I have figured this out for myself? Could I have set this up for myself? No. Would I have thought that this would be the journey that I would be on after my pastor went home in glory? No. Nobody could have told me that when my pastor and uncle went on and passed on, that I wouldn't be in my old church But God moved me. He moved me for a reason. But I had to rest in him. I had to be clear on what God wanted me to do. And that's all that you have to do. Trust me, he's not going to leave you. You're going to think so. And he's going to put different people in your life. Some come to stay, and some will just be passing through. If they leave, let them go. If it's not a fit for you, if they're not going down your journey, if they're not lining up with what God has told you, let them go. You got to release them. It doesn't matter. Family, you can still love your family. Don't get me wrong. Now, family. I wouldn't trade my family for nothing in the world. With everything that's going on in my family, thank you, guys, for my family. But some things you just got to keep on going. You got to keep on going so you won't miss the mark, so you can stay on track, so you can hear what God is saying to you. Because Satan comes to distract us, so he can throw us off balance so we're not doing the assignment that we should be doing. So keep on focusing on God and keep on resting in him. Get in a resting place. Ask God, what is it that you need to do for 2018? This is a brand new year. We got 14 days into the year. If you do the same old thing that you've done all of 2017, you're going to have the same answer at the end of 2018. And time is getting short, you all. We need to be about our Father's business. We need to learn how to rest in him, listen to him, and walk in obedience to what God is telling you to do. Don't worry about the haters. Don't worry about the naysayers. Because if they're sitting up hating and naysaying and talking about you, they're not doing what they're supposed to be doing. So if you would just focus on God, and once we focus on God, like it says here in Isaiah 26:3-4, it says, "Thy will keep him in perfect peace, whose mind is stayed on thee, because he trusts in thee." Because you trust in God. You believe God. You know God is a way maker. You know he'll do whatever he said he would do. You know that there's nothing too hard for him. You know that if you cast your cares upon him, for he careth for you, that he will see about you. If you need him, you can call him, and you will get an answer. Trust ye in the Lord forever, for in the Lord Jehovah is everlasting strength. You need some strength? Rest in the Lord. You need peace? Rest in the Lord. You need your faith to be increased? Rest in the Lord. You need to hear from God? Rest in the Lord. You see where it all goes back to? Just resting in the Lord and waiting on him and watching him, and he will make a difference in your life, because that's the kind of God he is. He's not short on his promises. And how do I know? Because I know where he's brought me from. I know the journeys that I've come through. I know that he's made a difference in me. I know that he continuously to work in me and continually to gutter me out, continually to fix me so he can use me in his vineyard for the kingdom of God. Ask yourself, what is it that God would have me to do in the kingdom of God in 2018? Am I working in the kingdom for God, or am I working for the devil? What am I doing? Ask yourself, whose vineyard are you in? Are you resting in the Lord? Are you just out here doing whatever you can do, because you can do it? But know this here, that the judgment day is coming. It's coming back every time in our bodies. It's coming back up again. So I say to you in my closing, rest in the Lord. And be of good courage. Just rest in him and know that he will never, ever, ever leave you nor forsake you, because that's the kind of God he is. I thank you for your time, and I pray that whenever you hear this message, that it will be a time that you are truly resting in God and knowing the right place, and that you can call on him and he will come and see about you. Thank you for giving me this time. Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, I come to you, thanking you for this word, Father God. Thank you that this word will be a blessing unto your people, Father God. Thank you, Father God, for all that you've done and all that you do, Father God. Thank you for fresh oil on this message, Father God, that it shall go forward to bless thy people today, Father God. Thank you for right now, in the mighty name of Jesus, I pray. Amen. As I always say, I am Evangelist Connie Hayes, a servant of Jesus Christ. If you need to reach me, you can reach me at 708-715-4545, or you can email me at walkingingodspurposeministry@gmail.com, or you can do me on Facebook. I have the ministry page out there, or you can do me on Twitter. Even I'm out on Instagram. I don't understand it yet, but I'm out there. So God bless you, and I thank you so much for just stopping by to just get a word, you know, that I shared the word that God gave me to share with you, that it would be a blessing unto you as we continually to watch God do miraculous things in this time, in this season, because this is a God's time. This is a God's season. So what you're doing is just don't forget to pray. Don't forget to pray, and don't forget to, in the season that you're in, that you can ask God and just be thankful. And as I go off, I'm going to leave this song with you to carry you this week.
Oh, you brought me a mighty long way. Lord, I thank you. Lord, I thank you for my journey. Lord, you brought me from my way. Come on, you're helping. Oh, Lord, I thank you. Lord, I thank you for my
Lord, I thank you, Father God. I pray that you will heal me, Father God. That your word will continue to come forth from your side, Father God. Moving me out the way, Father God. Thank you for right now in the mighty name of
Lord, you broke me over the hills and
love.